of Gog and Magog, and they would come at the time of Isa alayhi salam when he descend. And the Prophet has mentioned they are so much in number, to show how great their number is. They are one of the fitan, one of the calamities and trials that Allah tests the Muslims with before the Day of Judgment. There are two nations, Gog and Magog, and they are so much in number, and they are from the lineage of Adam, so they are human beings. And the Prophet ﷺ, when we mentioned the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, that Allah will tell Adam on the Day of Judgment, O Adam, bring those of the Hellfire. So he will tell him what is Ba'at al-Nar, what are the people of Hellfire. He would say, from every 1,000, there are 999 into the fire and one in Jannah. So at this moment, the young will get gray hair because of that severe news that they heard, and the one that is pregnant would lose her pregnancy. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, among you are two nations. If they are present in any nation or any place, they would make the most of it. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that these are Gog and Magog, that these are the so much people that would enter hellfire from Gog and Magog. And they are among the 999 in the fire, and one is among the Muslims. So the comparison of the disbelievers, Gog and Magog, compared to the Muslims, are so much in huge number. And the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned in the hadith, narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari, in the book of Fitan, he one time, Zainab bint Jahsh, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, said that he entered on her one day when he had a surprised look on his face, and he said, La ilaha illallah, waylun lil arabi min sharrin qad iqtarab. He said, La ilaha illallah, no one is worthy of worship except Allah. Woe to the Arabs from an evil that is getting closer. And then he said, today a small opening from the dam of Gog and Magog was opened, and he pointed with his finger, made a circle between the forefinger and the index finger. And Zainab radiallahu anhu, she asked the Prophet ﷺ, would we be destroyed and among us are the pious people? He said, yes, if sins and khabath is so much, impurities and things and sins and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's more, then the destruction would come. And I don't want to get into the story of Gog and Magog in the beginning, where Dhulqarnayn, as it's mentioned in Surah Al-Kahfi, had built a dam, or this barrier between Gog and Magog and the rest of the world. And the time before the Day of Judgment, this dam or this barrier will be destroyed and they will come out. And to show their tremendous amount of number, they are so much in number that they would pass by a lake and they would drink all the water in it. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in Sahih Muslim, in a long hadith, that when Isa alayhi salam would descend and would wipe the faces of those people that Allah had protected them from the Dajjal, and he would tell them about their levels in Jannah, while he is in that state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal to Isa that there are some slaves of Allah that came out, no one can ever stand in front of them to fight them, which is Gog and Magog. No one can bear to fight them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to take the Muslims into the mountain of Al-Tur to be protected, and then Allah would send Gog and Magog to be out, and they are from every high place, they would come down to show that there are so much in number. The first among them would pass by the lake called Tabariya, which is a lake, a big lake in Palestine, and they would drink what's in it in water till the end of the army or till the end of them would reach it, and they would say, someday there used to be water here. That means the army will drink the whole water in the same lake. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the Prophet of Allah, Isa alayhi salam, and his companions, the Muslims, being surrounded by those people in the mountains, to the extent they will be surrounded and they will be having hardship, to the extent حتى يكون رأس الثور لأحدهم خير من مئة دينار لأحدكم اليوم. The Prophet said, to the extent that to the people of with Isa alayhi salam, to them is the head of the bull is better to them than 100 dinars, like $100, which is the currency of the time, for you today. That means the part of the animal that people usually don't like or do not eat, which is the head of the cow or the bull, to them will be much more precious than 100 units of currency, because they can't spend that money because they're being surrounded and boycotted by this great nation's Gog and Magog. فَيَرْغَبُ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ عِيسَى وَأَصْحَابَهُ فَيُرْسِلُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمُ النَّغَفِ فِي قَبْرِهِمْ. Jesus alayhi salam and his companions would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua and submissiveness and worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them and to lift this hardship from them. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send a very small, tiny worms to the necks of the people of Gog and Magog, and it would kill them all as if they are one person. And then Isa alayhi salam would descend on earth from the mountain and would see them. And before that, this Gog and Magog, to show their extensive unjust and being disbelievers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they surround Isa alayhi salam, they would think that they are so much powerful that they can even, you know, no one can control them, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent they would say, قَهَرْنَا أَهْلَ الْأَرْضِ وَعَلَوْنَا أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ. We had defeated the people on earth, and we are more superior than the people in the heavens. So, and they would take an arrows, and they would think that they want to kill the people of the heavens, and they throw it up in the air, in the heavens, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make this fitna for them, to make this a calamity for them, he would bring the arrows backwards, look, as if they really killed the people of the heavens, meaning the angels and things like that. So they would say, we had defeated and overpowered the people of earth, and now we had defeated also the peoples in the heaven. That means they reached a level of kibr, pride, and boosting their power that they would think nobody can ever stop them. And at this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send on their necks these tiny little wounds that usually afflict the camels. He would send this little tiny one to kill them all as if they are one person. This, of course, has so much wisdom and benefits to learn from these types of hadith, because no matter how powerful people or nations are, they are nothing compared to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Muslims need to take the means and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua and repentance and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in this hadith, how Isa alayhi salam and his companions were protected by Allah, and when they turned to Allah in dua, Allah sent the most weak of his creature to kill Gog and Magog, which is a little worm. These people were, defeating everybody on earth, and they are challenging anyone to stop and to stand in front of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them not a very big power, but rather a very small worm that would kill them all at one time. And the people with Isa alayhi salam would want to go and see what happened to them, and they would say, for example, one of the Muslims would say, أَلَا رَجُلْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ. Is there among us someone that would give his soul for the sake of Allah? فَيَنْظُرْ مَا فَعْلَ هَذَا الْعَدُوْ. And go see what happens to the Gog and Magog, to this army. They're being surrounded on top of the mountain. They want to see what happened to them. Because of so much pain and so much drought and not enough food for them, so they wanted to see if they've been still surrounded or not. So one of them would say, is there anyone that would, sell himself for the sake of Allah? Means that he has to be killed if he goes and try to see what happened to the enemy, so that he can inform the Muslims. But because of the Gog and Magog strength, they would think if anybody wanted to go and see what they are doing, he probably would be killed. So one of them would volunteer for this, and he, knowing for sure that he will be killed, he went down from the mountain to see them all dead, to see Gog and Magog all dead, and they are on top of each other. So he would call, Ya Ma'shar al-Muslimin, O Muslims, have the great news that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected you from your enemy. So they would come out from their places and their castles and their place of shielded places, and they would let their animals walk freely, and they would have so much thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make Jesus alayhi salam and his followers, the Muslims at that time, being superior in earth, and all justice will be all over the earth, and so much barakah, and so much great things that would happen to the Muslims because of descendants of Isa alayhi salam. Some of these things that mentioned about Isa alayhi salam when he descended, ويفيض المال حتى لا يقبله أحد حتى تكون السجدة الواحدة خيرا من الدنيا وما فيها. This hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari has a very good thing in it and a good lesson for us as Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ said, by the name of Allah, swearing by the name of Allah, that soon Jesus Isa alayhi salam would descend among you and be a just ruler among you, and he would destroy the cross and kill the pig, and he would, no war whatsoever will be at his time, and there will be abundance in wealth, so that to the extent of no one would accept it, that means everybody is being rich, to the extent that one sujood to the Muslim at that time will be better than the whole world and whatever it contains. And the lesson from this is, the ibadah is the same. The salah is the same now and then. The reward of it is the same. But to those people at the time of Isa alayhi salam, since they saw Isa alayhi salam, Jesus alayhi salam, and they saw all these types of signs, their faith has increased so much to the extent in which their ibadah becomes so much fun for them. Because now they realized the great rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for the believers. After they saw Jesus alayhi salam and they saw these great signs, so the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would enjoy it so much to the extent of even one sajda, one sujood is better than the whole world or whatever it contains. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since he had this yaqeen, he had this full faith in all these rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used to say, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَةِ, that the jewel of his eyes alayhi salatu wa sallam was in prayer. Once he start prayer, as if this is the best or the most enjoyment that he would feel in this earth, when he prays and makes a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for us as Muslims, we should have this strong yaqeen and strong belief about the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers, and we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salah, our obedience to Allah are the reason of our creation, and the rewards are so much when it comes to the obedience of Allah. So for us too, we should enjoy our worship of Allah, enjoy it and seek the rewards from Allah, because the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so tremendous for those who pray and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at that time, their one sujood will be better than the world and whatever it contains, because they saw these types of signs to prove to them that this is the true faith. And he, alayhi salam, would destroy the cross and would kill the pig. And anyone would see him, he has to believe in him, that he's a messenger of Allah, and he did not bring a new message, but rather a follower of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, be disbelievers at the time. The disbelievers who refused to believe in him, they would know. And anybody that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, his side can reach, if he does not believe in him, he would die at the moment. So there will be only the people of Tawheed, the people that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. When Gog and Magog were all killed and their bodies were filling the earth underneath the mountain that Jesus alayhi salam was surrounded him and his companions, when they go down from the mountains, they won't find a place on earth, not even a hand span space that is not filled with the fat and the meat of Gog and Magog, the dead people on that earth, and their nasty smell that would come out from their bodies. So Isa alayhi salam and his companions, the Muslims, would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dua again. And he is Jesus alayhi salam, one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows that when a person is in need of something, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the believers to take the means that he exists in this world. But when the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, you would see it in every story of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or before that or after that. The victory comes when people take all the means in their capability, and when all these means are not sufficient enough to give the victory, then the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, and the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala occurs. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there'll be so much abundance and there'll be all Muslims, and no hatred will be among the Muslims, and no one will accept charity because everyone has so much wealth. So when they come down and they see all these dead bodies from Gog and Magog, and Isa alayhi salam would make dua to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send on them طَيْرًا كَأَعْنَاقِ الْبُخْتِ, great big birds with very long necks, and it would take them and carry them and throw them wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send rain, and everything would reach it or would hit it, that rain, and it would wash the earth, and it would leave them, would leave the earth like a mirror. حَتَّى تُوكَهَا كَالزَّلْقَ, that this rain would live, would after it quits, it would make the earth so much clean like the mirror. And then it will be told to the earth to give its fruits and its barakah, its blessings, to the extent that a group of people can eat from one pomegranate. A pomegranate, only one can feed a group of people, and they can have shade by the leaves of it. And one of the cows can be enough for a whole tribe of people, and one of the sheep can be enough for, smaller than a tribe among the people. So we believe that Isa alayhi salam would descend, no doubt about that, before the Day of Judgment, as it's mentioned in the Qur'an and the Sunnah. And he would descend to rule with the Qur'an, not with the new religion, but with the Qur'an, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would not accept any religion but the religion of Al-Islam, because he would destroy the cross, which is the sign of Christianity, and he would kill the pig that the Islam had forbade from the Muslims to eat it. And he would not accept jizya, the taxation from the gods and the Christians, and he would not accept but Islam, either the Islam or they would die. فَيُقَاتِلُ النَّاسَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ فَيَدُبْتَ الصَّلِيمِ وَيَقْتُلْ الْخَنْزِيرِ وَيَهْلِكُ اللَّهُ فِي زَمَانِهِ الْمِلَدَ كُلَّهَا إِلَّا الْإِسْلَامِ, that he would fight the people for Islam, and he would break the cross and kill the pig, and no taxation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would destroy all the different sects in his time except Al-Islam. Someone can say, like, for example, if he's not going to take taxation from the non-Muslims, is that changing in the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Of course not, because this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that it's going to happen. So if that's the case, that means it's part of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what Isa alayhi salam would do, and not taking taxations from the Christians and the Jews. Also, there'll be so much barakah, so much blessings, no hatred among people, as we mentioned, no even hatred or fear between the animals and the human beings. to the extent that the small newborn would put its hands in the wildest animals, and it would not harm it. And even the wolf would be with the sheep in peace, and they won't try to eat the sheep and things like that. There would be so much harmony on earth, so much abundance in everything, because of this great faith that they had in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the life will be so much in peace and so much in abundance in everything. And he, alayhi salam, Jesus alayhi salam, would stay on earth for 40 years. And then he would die and the Muslims would pray on him salatul janazah. He would make hajj, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith. He would make hajj when the Prophet ﷺ said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَيُهِلَّنَّ ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ بِفَجِّرَ حَاجًّا وَمُعْتَمِرًا. That by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibn Maryam, Jesus alayhi salam, would wear the clothes of al-ihram, meaning that he would go for hajj. Also, the virtuousness of those who would be with the Prophet Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, those Muslims that would be present at his time, they have certain virtuousness. As the Prophet said, أَصَابَتَنِي مِنْ أُمَّتِي أَحْرَزَهُمَ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Two groups of my people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected from hellfire. One is the group of people that would invade or liberate India, and the second one are the ones with Isa alayhi salam. So the ones with Prophet Isa alayhi salam are ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses, and he would protect them from the hellfire. So inshallah we'll stop right there, and we can continue inshallah next week, and we'll talk about what happens after Isa alayhi salam dies, to finish the signs of the Day of Judgment, and then we start with the Day of Judgment itself and the stages that occurs in the Day of Judgment. I didn't want to take a lot of your time, so that if you have any questions, feel free to ask inshallah.